Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Fresh off a gig in Genoa, Nebraska with our buddy Nick Allen, right? It's pronounced Genoa, right?
Yeah, Genoa. Yeah.
Genoa, that's right. Genoa. It's Genoa, that's right. You're heading to the Kansas City Improv tomorrow night. Richard Reese, your headliner. ImprovKC.com, that's
ImprovKC.com.
It?
ImprovKC.com.
Get your ticket to see our buddy Richard tomorrow night at the Kansas City Improv. He's with us this morning. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Richard tweets.
Richard tweets.
Richard tweets.
Facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. The official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page. We only need four more to hit 50,000.
Oh, nice.
Kansas City native Chris Porter will be in Omaha tomorrow at the Funny Bone. He'll be with us tomorrow morning. Also, Bert Kreischer in the studio Friday morning also.
Glad to hear Richard's excited about 50,000 Facebook
likes. As it's getting closer, cool. I can feel your excitement, yeah. Todd. It's bleeding on me seeping on
me. I'm going to start four pages
there
just to like it.
Right.
That's a big deal, man.
It has jumped up recently, too.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
You know what one they like this week?
You told me the picture of my soundboard over there. Right.
Little behind-the-scenes stuff.
Right.
Exclusive content, as they call it in the business.
Like this.
In my butt.
It's in there. Yes. That one, by the way, says his full name. But that's not it. He actually saw that. You know, our buddy Brian does the wiener polka stuff for us, you know, besides Craig's voice. He puts those together, but I replace those. If you look at those things on Twitter and Facebook, I can replace those through my computer, so I do replace them once in a while. Like this one is titled, Craig Loved the Dildo, and it sounds like this.
She loved the dildo more than me.
There you go. All right.
No, you showed just one
I'm sorry.
Page.
No, I keep the same page. I just replace stuff in that page.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I usually do it, yeah.
It's just people listening. They just think that's live in the studio.
I know. It does. This one says, Craig, up your butt, and it sounds like this.
Why would anyone want a little thing up their butt?
All right. And this one says, well, we'll let Craig say it.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, man. But there are enough sound bites to fill pages and pages.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can go back in. And,
but
yeah,
you can only load up one at a time.
Yeah, I usually keep the same page up there, you know. Like Craig. This one's called Bigger Boobs Than ... by Craig.
She looks quite good and has bigger boobs than me.
There you go. So people do like that inside stuff, I thought. even Richard off the air, who sits in here, he's not sitting behind me, so you don't really see the computer, but he was excited to see it. He was looking at him. Yeah. He said, Richard's on the show. It ain't that exciting.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
It is behind the scenes. I could take a picture of me looking at our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Most likes ever.
Or Craig looking at porn. People would want to watch that.
Well, no, they'd actually get a picture of me looking at a piece of paper.
Yeah, but your computer's always got porn on it.
Not today.
Not in the form of pictures today.
Not in the form of pictures. Just the written porn word.
Only other thing in front of me is...
descriptive porn. Yeah.
My call screen.
Yeah, it's not exciting.
And there's never anybody calling.
Not exciting. Mm.
So I could show you a blank call screen.
All right.
We're not one of those shows. Hey, call us and tell us your favorite car.
No.
And then the phones light up.
No.
We could just strap a GoPro to everybody. See if we could do like POV video
hardcore
for the
that
show.
Thing, right?
Would you guys let me bring a GoPro in here?
No, it would look like a lot of crotch shots. You'd be staring down all the time.
No, because remember one time you came in here to do, you did the Periscope
thing. Oh, yeah,
thing,
I did the Periscope.
And then you said, well, you can't hear puss. And I thought, well, that's a bonus. People would want to tune in. But you put it away anyway.
Well, yeah. And everybody that shoots video in the studio complains about the lighting.
We keep it dark.
It's not very conducive to video.
We keep it dark. Right. This is not a TV studio.
No, it's a radio studio. We want to keep it radio.
But you got to be more than radio these days. And
we are.
I don't like that.
We like to dance. We dance on the side.
okay.
I'm dancing right now.
I understand.
You guys are enjoying
it. I didn't realize that was a thing, though.
I know. It's not.
It's National Paul Bunyan Day.
What's that mean?
Nothing.
Yeah, it sounds like nothing.
Yeah, did they have a big parade, a big festival up in Bemidji, Minnesota?
I've got no idea.
Probably.
It's just National Paul Bunyan Day.
All right.
Yeah, because in Fargo, that's not accurate. They showed a statue of Paul Bunyan in Brainerd, Minnesota.
Yeah, and nobody complains, by the way.
In fact, he's up the road.
Except for you.
No, people at Bemidji did.
Yeah.
Oh, there was
an
uproar.
Nobody cared. I should say nobody cared that Bemidji complained.
Yeah, it might not be a fun fact to you, but it is to me.
Yeah.
And to a lot of people.
Yeah.
To Bemidji.
Hey, it's about time my fun facts got some respect.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Was on this date in 1969 in an incident that would later become associated with the birth of the gay rights movement. Patrons at New York City's Stonewall Inn, a gay bar, clashed with police.
They arrested people. Yeah. They arrested people for being gay. Unbelievable.
This was a...
where was that at?
Full-blown
riot. Stonewall riots in New York City.
Oh. Yeah.
And you see video of them guys. They go into these bars and just pull these guys out and arrest them just for hanging out in bars and being gay. Well, they were just being—they were just in a bar, I should say.
Yeah.
But it was a gay bar.
They weren't.
They weren't being gay. You know, they were just having drinks.
Well, they were
and dancing,
being themselves.
Yeah.
Which most of them I
come a long way, man.
We're gay.
Come a long way. It's taken a long time, though. People want to go backwards, but it ain't gonna happen, folks. You lost that battle.
Oh, sometimes we can go backwards.
Yeah, we can. Oh, well, sure. Yeah, we are now, but it only goes so far, then it shoots forward again.
Several studies have swabbed cash. The latest report swabbed $1 bills circulating around New York City and found more than 100 different strains of bacteria from our skin and our mouths
the
dollars.
Well, bills are probably nasty.
Remember when they used to just find cocaine?
I know. Especially in Southern Florida. In Southern Florida, every bill down there was cocaine.
Yeah, well.
Well, you don't want to lick these.
Isn't it funny how we used to lick bills?
Yes.
You'd lick the damn bill. You didn't care. There was a reason. There was coke in it. And it was empty. And you say you licked the bill.
Right. And it was...
Damn the bacteria. You didn't care.
No, that's the good bacteria. Yeah. That's the good gut bacteria.
Well, our cash is made from a blend of cotton and linen, so it has fibrous crevices.
This is why we have immune systems. I mean, I don't go tongue and ones anymore. But the fact is, people are paranoid about everything. We have immune systems.
Yeah.
And if they didn't work, we'd all be dead.
Yeah, and you built it up by licking dollar bills.
Well, we compromise them by using too much antibacterial soap, by using that clear stuff all the time.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, and this is why we have the surge in allergies, because of compromised immune systems.
Right. Five of the substances that scientists have found on your money, of course, the cocaine. Cocaine can be found on, at some point, 80% of dollar bills, as well as traces of morphine, heroin, meth, and amphetamine have also been found on bills, but not as common as the cocaine.
Anything you snort can probably be found residue on currency.
A report from O2.
And this isn't even the heyday, you know?
Oh, but it gets worse. A report from 2002, now granted that's some time ago, in the Southern Medical Journal reported that paper money can carry more germs than a turlet. 94% of dollar bills tested contained harmful pathogens like the Staphylococcus.
Oh, yeah, I mean what? Staphylococcus.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see.
The dogs will drink out of the toilet, but they won't lick money.
But... if somebody gave you the option, you'd lick a dollar bill before you drink out of the toilet. And it might be safer the other way around, which I'm not doing either one.
Well, now that I'm armed with this information.
You still wouldn't do it.
I would drink out of the toilet.
You would still lick the bill.
No, I would drink out of the toilet.
If somebody, no, that was a bet. Here.
I would lick the bill.
I'd lick the bill before I'd drink the toilet.
That depends upon how thirsty I am.
Well, that's not the point.
You lick the bill. Oh, my mouth's dry. Then you drink out the toilet.
It's just a bet.
I got a little cotton mouth.
You
got to
do one or the other. Would you rather? I shouldn't say rather. What would you have? You had to do one of them: lick the dollar bill, or get a glass of water out of the toilet. It'd be lick the dollar bill in a heartbeat. Nobody would.
Well, you're changing the rules.
Yeah, that's it. That's all the rules.
Taking a swig or getting a glass of water.
No, I meant either a swig. I'm not gonna do that.
Now you're sticking.
Craig, you licked bills your whole life back in the day. You didn't care anything of it. It wouldn't gross you out now.
But drinking that doesn't water, mean I was right.
No, we were totally
upon
wrong.
Upon reflection, right. It is better to drink the toilet water.
Oh, I ain't drinking toilet water.
But upon reflection,
oh, yeah, they
that's
might
better
be.
For you.
I'm talking about mentally.
Because
not,
that's supposed to be clean water in there.
Yeah.
It is. And Craig was not licking bills all his life.
No.
Just a significant portion.
Sometimes
yeah,
it was
not
a Jim
overstate
or
the
a
game.
Tom
yeah.
or a Steve.
Don't exaggerate.
Yeah. So this another study found more than 100 different strains of bacteria on dollar bills from traces of DNA from unspecified domestic animals. Dogs and cats and even horses.
My
somehow.
Dog's broke, yeah. man. How the hell's it?
I don't know.
I would like to hear a breakdown, a specific analysis of what's on dollar bills that come out of strip clubs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Food particles.
Sweat
have been,
and shame come out of those things.
Food particles have been found on money and on ATM keypads as we eat and then take money out, you know, later on. Study of New York City ATMs found that, and I'm amused by this, Harlem residents left more domestic chicken traces on ATMs than those in Flushing and Chinatown who left more traces of bony fish and mollusks.
Why would Harlem be domestic chicken? Richard?
Care to weigh in.
I like chicken too, by the way. I like chicken too.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
I know, but it's kind of,
it's funny.
It's duh.
Nah, I don't know about duh.
So, like, if you drop a dollar bill in the toilet, like, you gotta clean the toilet now?
I wouldn't even touch it. I'd just flush the dollar. It's just a freaking dollar.
Yeah, I might flush the dollar. If it's a dollar, I'm flushing it, right?
A man in Florida, a Hialeah man.
Is your dog big enough to drink out of the toilet?
No. Not,
he'd probably
not.
Fall in.
Yeah.
End up going
he can't get that. Yeah.
End up going for a swim.
Can't get there.
A Hialeah, Florida man who works as a security guard is in jail. He got busted after investigators say that he pretended to be a cop, flashed a silver badge, and pulled over a real Miami police officer.
I love when that happens. Yeah. I love when that happens. It's my favorite fake cop stories is when they pull over real cops in unmarked cars.
Okay. There's a twist to this one.
All right.
He did it. Because the female officer was talking on her cell phone. And he told investigators it's very dangerous to be on the phone while driving.
Yeah, but he's a fake cop.
Still. He pulled over someone that was talking on their cell phone, happened to be a real cop.
So
that's all. The officer who was in full uniform in an unmarked patrol car.
This guy pooped himself when he walked up.
Yeah, called for backup.
My bad.
Sorry.
Called for backup, and Mr. Morales Perez was taken into custody.
I pooped a little.
And you would. Oh, man.
I pulled over a cop. I'm a dumb guy.
Do you have some kind of drum roll or fanfare? I have a big announcement.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Drum roll. Let me look here.
We could always give you the National Lampoon's drum roll.
Mm.
Standing outside waiting for the Christmas lights.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't really have anything in here.
Well, I'll look for one and we'll do it later.
Okay. All right. We'll do it after the break. Good announcement after the break.
Yeah.
It sounds like a tease.
Right. It is.
We don't do those too well, especially when we don't. 8 or 9 more minutes to go here.
We forget that we did them. Any number of things.
All right.
Has anyone heard what happened to Leslie Jones at the Ritz-Carlton yet?
No.
First of all, I love Leslie Jones. She's one of the funniest people on the planet.
She truly is.
But I have no idea what happened to her.
After her stay at the downtown L.A. hotel following her gig hosting the BET Awards, she tweeted about the bad service.
Was
yeah.
any good? I'm asking Richard.
I'm sure it was great.
How racist was that? I asked Richard how the BET Awards were.
Well, because we know.
There's a good chance he didn't watch it.
You know, I was working at the club. I saw about 5 minutes of it.
Because I haven't seen
interesting.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I like her, so it's probably pretty funny. They're replaying that a lot.
I didn't know that she was hosting, otherwise I might have checked it out.
Yeah,
she tweeted about the bad service at the Ritz-Carlton. She said, wow, was such a great night at the BET Awards, and then had the worst stay at Ritz-Carlton. Do not stay there. They don't like black people.
Whoa.
Unclear what happened, but the hotel says, oh, well, we better look into that. We didn't know you was famous.
That's probably it. Yeah. That's probably it.
Or had money and famous.
It's capital letters an exclamation point, they don't like black people.
I just picture that that scene in the first Beverly Hills Cop where he's trying to get in it.
That's true, exactly like
and
that.
And tell them they don't know nope, allowed here. We got a room for you, sir, right?
Facebook now has 2 billion users. More than a fourth of the people on Earth are on Facebook.
Man, unnecessary.
At least once a month. So, yeah. Once again, I'm in the majority.
Oh, you still are?
Yeah.
What is it now? This is the world, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's the U.S.? Can you break that down with us real quickly if you have no numbers in front of you?
About 3,000-4,000 people in the U.S. are on the Facebook.
No, I wonder if it's a majority in the U.S., not including kids, obviously.
So, 12 and up.
We'll go 12. Let's go, no, let's
15,
go
16 and up.
Yeah, let's go 16 and up, yeah. We don't know.
Let's see. This says found that 52.82 million U.S. Facebook users between 25 and 34.
That's a lot.
Okay.
That's just in that small age group. Slice.
That's a narrow demo, and that's
total
one,
Facebook audience million. In the U.S. amounted to 214 million users.
That's almost the whole country.
No, the country's about 300 million, right?
Yeah.
So it's over 50%.
Over two-thirds.
In the U.S., but it's still less than 50% in the whole world, right? Because Boobla Boobla can't get service.
About a fourth of the people on Earth apparently use Facebook at least once a month.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of places in the middle of the Sahara Desert that you don't get good Wi-Fi.
Which is why they're throwing up satellites left and right.
Yep. But there are still places in this country where there's no Wi-Fi. No service, no 4G.
Right.
And I like those places.
Well, all shut down outside of Roswell.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's why you got freaked out and ran away from the aliens that don't exist.
Yeah, man.
Richard.
It's something there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but...
Well, where I was in eastern Wyoming, I had nothing.
Yeah.
I couldn't make a phone call. I couldn't get online.
Was it weird?
It was glorious.
Yeah.
Feels good to disconnect, man.
Yeah.
I think you're right. It does. The problem I have with it is it not... I don't mind not looking at my phone, believe me, is that I'm afraid if somebody needs to get a hold of me. And it's really important.
Like an emergency.
They yes.
They don't need to get a hold
of me. Yeah, and that's a recent phenomenon as well.
It is.
Because a few years ago, before you had your pager, before you had your cell phone.
Yes. Not in our lifetime, not that long ago.
Yeah, you were just unavailable.
Right.
Well, we loved that, but that's the way it existed. Now it doesn't exist that way. Things have changed. I'm really happy that I don't have to worry about my iPhone in the middle of nowhere. I'm not really in the middle of nowhere anymore, but if I don't have my phone, it's nice not to have it. But
if you do, don't have an excuse to not look at it. If for some reason you don't have service, if it's died or you've lost it or some reason you don't have it with you, you have a great excuse then to not look at it. And someone can say, why didn't you answer me? Well, I didn't have my damn phone.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Where I was, I just shut my phone off. Well,
I know that's not good enough. Because then you have done it. You are the problem.
Yeah,
there.
You are the problem there, Todd. I'm not saying.
As opposed to going somewhere where you
can't
cannot be reached or something has malfunctioned with your phone.
Right.
Well, I went somewhere where I couldn't be reached.
Then why'd you turn it off?
Oh, just to save the battery.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So it would work when I got into a place.
Yeah. But I guess what we're saying is just shutting it off to shutting it off to shut it off.
I shut it
that's
off.
That's not the point.
Because it was useless to
there
begin with.
There you go. That's why. And then you don't and I think that you feel some sort of guilt.
Yeah,
some sort
do.
Of guilt.
I think you do.
If you are available and
you turn it off.
And you turn it off or you don't somehow respond as quickly as some people think you should.
I feel like that too. When I turn it off, I do feel a little guilt.
What is that?
Like somebody could be trying to contact me.
Especially, I know it's wrong, but it's the way of the world now. It's the way we all feel.
Yeah.
And in the old days, I talked about this before, the old days for us is what we used to date. But when you used to have girlfriends or people that you wanted, and if you got out of the house on a weekend without the girl and you were with the guys, you're out. Nobody got a hold of you.
Yeah.
And you could do whatever you wanted to that night till the next morning.
They called the restaurant where they think you are.
I used to get calls at bars once in a while back in the day, and that was the worst. They would answer, the bartender answered the phone, hey, it's my girl. Yeah. You get the phone.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was the worst. But then that was the kind of girl you didn't want to date anymore if she called you at the actual bar. Yeah. But if you were out and about and they had no idea where you were, you had no idea where you were. And you didn't have, there was no guilt then.
Nick's gotten calls for me in the middle of the night, and he had to call me first. He's like, what should I tell him?
You know we're on the radio.
I know, but those days are over.
No, I know, but yeah.
But don't you think people have an exaggerated sense of self-importance?
No, I'm...
If you think, I better leave it on because somebody might call me. There might be...
No, I don't care about anybody.
I'm the only person in the world that can handle it.
I don't care about anybody except for my wife or maybe one of my kids downstairs they have phones.
Maybe. Maybe the kids.
No, I'm talking about I wouldn't care about somebody else trying to get a hold of me. So it's not self-importance. Right. It's about worry if somebody needs me.
Yeah.
If my wife or my kids need me. And that's a recent phenomenon, but it also is here to stay.
It's responsibility.
It's here to stay. In the old days, it didn't exist.
Yeah, not available.
I've been trying to get a hold of you.
You have me.
I've called your house for 2 days. I was out of town.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's the way it was.
We've sent word for you.
Yeah, right.
That's where you got to learn to be a little more unreliable.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not.
And then,
I'm not.
Then people don't need you.
Yeah.
Well, you got grown kids, too, so they don't need you like they used to. And your wife, wives don't need you. My wife would be calling me probably because something's wrong with the kids. So you're right. I see that point. But you're right, Richard. It's almost a guilty feeling.
Yeah.
It's not about other people trying to get a hold of me. I could care less a push trying to get a hold of me, and same and vice versa. You know,
I feel important. Now.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant for work purposes, obviously.
Love you too.
But if we're on vacation, I mean, this is that's not what I meant. It's only about people that I should say you really care about. That's not what I meant either. Life and death situations.
Keep digging that hole, man.
Billy, if Puss is in trouble, he's not calling me first.
Right.
So that's what I'm talking
about.
Depends
on what kind of trouble I'm in. Right.
There is
I forgot about that.
There is that. Sometimes you would be the first guy.
I'm just glad that we grew up in a time when we remember those days because kids have no idea now. Our kids will have no idea what it's like to not be to be disconnected.
I remember calling my high school girlfriend from a payphone.
There you go.
Have a house
and
phone.
And even you're old enough to remember.
Yeah,
even you're old enough to remember not people getting a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
But our kids have no idea.
Well, there might have been a case where Puss would have called Tyler as the first guy, but not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Not after that insult.
No.
It wasn't an insult. He was the first person I looked at.
He often is.
What are you calling for? I haven't even looked at me. Who's calling? Who's calling? I don't want to talk to anybody. Just text me. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.